Every person is born with a fallen nature. It is fractured, therefore, the necessity of moral, intellectual, and physical education. The way of life and morality do not come to us as natural. The relationship is to be so close with God, so close that His thoughts and feelings become your thoughts and feelings, therefore becoming one with the Father as Jesus is one with Him. This relationship, being one in Christ and with the Father through the Spirit, is what seals each individual for eternity. The Gospel of John, therefore, starts in the beginning with Christ as the Word by which everyone is made, and the Word is Spirit and life. And Jesus repeats those words. Particularly, we find this sort of relationship necessary for salvation in the Gospel of John. Now in John 6 verse 38, Jesus said, "For I came not down from heaven to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. I came to do another's will, that is the Father's will, and this is the Father's will which he hath given me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." I like those words. That is a promise, that all he hath given me I should lose nothing. If we cry to the Lord for his salvation, he will give it to us. Everyone needs to understand where the directive is coming from God the Father. It is his will to give as many as will accept eternal life. And this is the will, verse 40 in chapter 6, of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So we are in the last days, in which in Daniel 12 it says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And Jesus repeated again and again this theology, this teaching, that the last day I will raise him up to eternal life. Verse 44 of chapter 6, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Notice here that no man come unto the Son unless the Father draw him. He refers to the Spirit of the Father that is given to Christ, through whom all things are created. And notice, when the person dies, there is not a resurrection. It talks about the dead know not anything, but they wait there in the grave, they have no thoughts and feelings, until the last day in which there is the second coming of Christ and the resurrection of the dead. In a person born of God is to be seen words of life. They have a new perspective and education of the world, a new perspective on the world, the Spirit communicating and breathing life to us through our thoughts, and we communicating those thoughts of life to others. A casual communication with God at times of occasions or convenience, as many casually do, is not enough. Going to church once a week is not enough. One has to live and breathe his Spirit. His life becomes part of the essence of our being, speaking to us, communicating with us, and guiding our thoughts and feelings in the mind. This is developed as part of the education of a person, growing their relationship with the Father and the Son. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus had fed the multitude, and they were impressed. But when he spoke to them in these terms, they found his radical new teaching too much. Besides, isn't this Joseph's son whom we know? So Jesus had fed the multitude by a miracle. He had gone to another place, walking on water, and there they sought him, but they sought him for the loaves and the fishes. And Jesus said, you need to seek me for something much more important. But when he gave them the teaching, they found it too difficult to swallow. John 6:54, whomsoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which come down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live for ever. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus' words to Lucifer when he came with the temptation. By the science of the Bible, by the moral code of the Bible, by the health laws or regulations of the Bible, by the history of the Bible, we are to have a new living perspective, understanding life as it is now, even the future, and living by this word so that we might have a future. By the words and actions of the Son of God is how we are to live. Now, the birth of such things from a nature that is mixed with good and evil, that is cultured in the programs, the TV broadcasts of the world, to which God requires us to take a re-education, a change of habits in the many directions, and this might be painful, but in the end, and it might be very painful, but in the end is peace and life eternal and the companionship of heaven. There is a struggle. There is an intense struggle for many. But as Psalms 37:37 says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. In contrast to this teaching is the human priest substituting Christ and presenting the wafer of bread as Christ's body that is turning into the literal flesh of Christ called substantiation. What is the context in which John 6 is written? Verse 63, it says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is the key to changing the character, to making the mind into the property of God. And in Job 23, verse 12, it says, neither have I gone back from the words of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Jeremiah 15, verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. May it be that he calls us by name, and that we are found in the resurrection to life eternal.